Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Welcome to the show. Ray Gustafson joined in studio by Matthew Bizzo, owner of the Krezel. Almost, right?
Almost. I won't take that title. Okay. I'm the marketing and events manager.
Marketing and events manager at the Krezel. Welcome back to the show. Glad to have you, Matthew. It's always a pleasure to talk about the fun things happening at the Krezel. Tell me, in case somebody's, and I can't imagine anybody would not know about the Krezel, but give me the 30-second version of what the Krezel is all about.
Yeah, so the Krezel Art Center is a nonprofit art center offering a plethora of opportunities to get involved with the arts. We have art classes, exciting exhibition, public sculptures in the community, all available free and open to the public for people who live in the area.
Wait a minute, free and open to the public?
Yes.
Are you kidding me? Was there anything that's free in this day and age anymore? So, yeah. And you're located right downtown on the Bluff.
I mean, yep, real at easy. 707 Lake Boulevard.
Yep, real easy. So, hinging on what you just said, all of these activities and events and things taking place, we have, and I want to get to these because there's so many things always going on, but I want to get to some of these events coming up. Start off the list. What are some of the fun things coming up at the Krezel?
So March, there are a lot of fun opportunities to get involved with Krezel and explore some of these opportunities that we are excited to partner with within our community. The Coastline Children's Film Festival is going to be at Krezel Art Center and other local venues from March 8th through March 17th. The Coastline Children's Film Festival, if you have not heard about it, it's been around for 9 years and brings amazing films, and maybe films you haven't heard of, silent films, black and white films, and exposes them to the community. Everything is family based. They are free events where you can come. We have our opening party on Friday, March 8th, where it is a costume party. Come dress as your favorite animated character, and you might just win the prize for the most original costume.
So this is only for kids to come in and dress up, though? Adults
can
come in and dress up in costume?
Or? I'll be there in costume.
Will you really?
Yes, I will. I'm not going to reveal my character just yet, but I know every parents, adults, and kids of all ages are invited to come and dress up as their favorite character.
So you can drag out your old Halloween costume maybe and reuse that if it isn't already wore out. But that's coming up. That sounds fun. So yeah. The Coastline Children's Film Festival. And you've got screenings throughout this 2-week festival, the 8th through the 17th. But so is it like once a week for these screenings, or is it just a couple of times a week? Or
so you can find the full list of events at coastlinechildrensfilmfestival.com. But there are movies going on every night at different venues, including the Krezel Art Center, the Box Factory for the Arts,
right. The
Citadel, and the Benton Harbor Public Library.
Okay. And popcorn, obviously.
Yes, at our open, there are snacks always. Encouraged to bring your own. We will have featured snacks during the opening party from Bit of Swiss, which I am always excited to dive into.
That sounds great. So again, the Coastline Children's Film Festival, March 8th through the 17th at the locations. And the website again, you said, Matthew, was?
CoastlineChildrensFilmFestival.com.
Okay, you can find out more information there about film descriptions, and you said it's all family friendly in the full schedule there. So then what else do we have? Holy cow.
So then we are so excited for our Thoughtful Thursday series. The second Thursday of the month, a KAC docent, Michael Hill, will lead community members through the exhibition currently at the Krezel Art Center. Right now, we have Aftermath, War is Only Half the Story, a phenomenal photo exhibition where people can come and see what happens to communities that are affected by war. And Michael Hill will be exploring some of those hard-hitting questions that you might have about the artwork.
I should have put a little echo and deepened your voice when you said that. say the name again. Aftermath.
Aftermath. War is only half the story.
Yeah. So, and this is, this, we've talked about this before. This is the second one now that you guys are doing, right?
Or, yeah, that we're fortunate enough to be able to offer two Thoughtful Thursdays per exhibitions, about how our calendar runs. So on March 14th, on Thursday, March 14th from 7 to 8 o'clock will be the second one for Aftermath. And then I'll be back soon to talk about our upcoming exhibitions.
Okay. And this one, cost to get in on this one?
Is free and open to the public.
Wow. I think we're seeing a theme here, people.
Yes.
So again, Thoughtful Thursday, Aftermath, Thursday, March 14th from 7 to 8. It's free and open to the public. So if you got any unanswered questions, you can join them for their gallery tours. It sounds like a lot of fun. So again, free and open to the public. If you're just joining us, talking with Matthew Bizzo, the chief cook and bottle washer. No, I'm kidding. So marketing
and events manager.
Marketing and events manager. Just want to make sure at the Krazzle. Okay. So we've got the 8th through the 17th covered. We've got Thursday the 14th covered. We've got something else. You can kind of build your way around town, right?
You can. It is build your way around town time here. Build your way around town time and here in St. Joe. And we are so excited to be partnering with the city and offering two workshops. We have a stop motion animation challenge and a space station challenge.
Ooh.
These are tied in with the Coastline Children's Film Festival. Where students can come and make their own animated stop motion movies. There are times available. There are four sessions available, two for each challenge, and you can find out more information on those at krazzle.org.
That's really cool. That sounds great. So again, it's Build Your Way Around Town, and that's Saturday the 16th, right?
That's correct.
When you're going to be doing that. And the cost for this?
That one, you do have to register at krazzle.org, and there's more information available.
Okay. But Lego workshops are free and open to the public, but space is limited for that,
exactly,
as you mentioned.
Yes.
So register today, krazzle.org. Well, just Google it. If you just krazzle.org, I can tell you it's /learn/programs, but if you just look it up on the website. Okay. Then we've got an elementary art auction that's taking place.
Well, it's not an art auction.
Exhibition.
An art exhibition.
I was looking ahead. I was seeing, okay, yeah. No, exhibition. My bad.
Yeah, so we're very excited to be working with the Box Factory and to highlight our student artists in the community. The Elementary Art Exhibition runs from March 9th to the 23rd at the Box Factory for the Arts in St. Joseph. And if you want to come out and support the artists, you can join them for their opening reception Friday, March 9th from 12 to 2 p.m. And then come by and stop by the Box Factory to see them during their normal hours of 10 to 4.
That's awesome. So it gives the opportunity for the kids to kind of show off their work. And some of that, you know, you see a lot of talent, a lot of up and coming mm-hmm. talent with some of these kids.
I am always impressed with both. There is the elementary show that goes on in March, and then in April, from April 6th to 27th, is the middle and high school art exhibition. And from both shows, I am always impressed with what our local teachers and our schools are able to help our students achieve as far as their artistic abilities and the talent that comes out of this. And you know, I won't say talent, but to see the hard work that these kids put into their artwork and to give them this wonderful space to display their artwork and show it off to the community is one of my favorite exhibitions that the Krazzle does.
That's really cool. Do we want to touch on the spring break camps, or we want to hold off and come back to that one, or do you want to touch on it right now?
Let's touch on it.
Okay. Spring break camps.
So coming up, it may be snowy out there right now in March, but spring is just around the corner, and we would like to invite everyone out to the spring break camps at the Krazzle Arts Center. Each camp runs from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., and it will be Monday, April 1st, Wednesday, April 3rd, and Friday, April 5th. There's a bunch of information about these really fun camps that we have. We've got classes like design your own dinosaur, futuristic robot sculptures,
wow,
and green screen surreal self portraits. So it's a great way to come and get your hands on some artwork over spring break.
Very cool. So we've got about 2 minutes left, and I want to make sure we carve out time to talk about some of the other things coming up. So what's next coming up? We got Monday, April 1st. You said there's the fun one, design your own dinosaur. That's part of the spring break camps,
yes,
right?
That's part of the spring break
camps. That's what that was as well. So then Wednesday, April 3rd, and then again, like I said, Friday, April 5th. So this all looks like it's a lot of fun. And you said it's tuition's $25 for that, but is that per camp or is that
That is per camp. And then the camps, these are listed. We have our Fun 1, Design Your Own Dinosaur. That's for 5 to 7 years. And then we have our Fun 2, Become a Dinosaur. And that's for ages 8 to 12.
Become a Dinosaur. Wow. That sounds like fun, too. I don't know. I'd probably scare people if I did that. So. All right. So let's do a quick little recap. We've got about a minute or so left. The Coastline Children's Film Festival, run down the dates and more information on that.
The Coastline Children's Film Festival runs March 8th through March 7th. And you can find a full list of screenings at coastlinechildrensfilmfestival.com.
And that's the 8th through the 17th. You said the 8th through the 7th. And I'm like, math doesn't work on that one. Website one more time.
coastlinechildrensfilmfestival.com.
And the aftermath, the Thoughtful Thursday aftermath?
Thoughtful Thursday will be held on Thursday, March 14th from 7 to 8 p.m. at the Krazzle Art Center and be led by KAC docent Michael Hill.
Okay, and then your Build Your Way Around Town?
The Build Your Way Around Town workshops will take place on Saturday, March 16th, and there are 4 sessions, 2 that start at noon and 2 that start at 3.
And then the elementary art exhibition, not auction, as I said earlier.
The elementary art exhibition will run March 9th through the 23rd at the Box Factory for the Arts and have an opening reception on Friday, March 9th at noon.
And finally, the spring break camps then. Find out more information about those.
You can find out more information at our spring break camps at krazzle.org.
Or you could probably just stop by the Krazzle. I bet there would be somebody there if I walked in the door and said, hey, I want to know more about this.
You can. Our fantastic volunteer front desk staff will be happy to get you set up with one of our camps.
Matthew Bizzo from the Krazzle coming in to keep us up to date on all the fun things going on at the Krazzle. Don't be a stranger. Come back anytime and talk to us. And thanks for sharing.
Thanks, Ray. Love coming by.
Got Something to Say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got Something to Say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.